I'm on right and beginning a visit with Patterson and his youngest boy this Sunday, the 2nd of July, 72. Channel 1 right on this new reel and beginning of the visit with Patterson and his boy this Sunday, the 2nd of July, 72. Channel 2, Channel 1 right and beginning of the visit with Patterson this Sunday at noon, the 2nd of July, 72. Channel 1 right and beginning of the visit with Patterson this Sunday, the 2nd of July, 72. Channel 1 right and beginning of the visit with Patterson and his youngest boy this Sunday at noon, the 2nd of July, 72.
Oh, me.
Good morning.
Have a seat over here. This
okay.
is where you used to sit.
Yes, ma'am. Sure
thing. Well.
How you doing there?
I'm glad to see you.
I come for that crowd.
Come on, how you doing?
Well, let me tell you. Fire
you can let that run if you want. You got another one.
I got one.
Got another one? Boy, it's hot. It's hot, huh?
Yeah, man.
It's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's sure enough hot. Boy, speaking of transmission in my car. That's what I drive. That's my son's car. I drove the track to the game on Friday. And I drove uptown this morning to get my little grand's hair, boy, hair cut. And boy, he wanted to come on down here. He was telling me about that car there. Let's take that knock home. You see, you won't pull at all?
Oh, yes, it'll pull.
It will. It will pull.
Yes, sir.
It's slipping wet, then.
It's slipping. It's out. Clear out.
What it pull in reverse and won't pull in drive?
Well, it'll get you home. Let me tell you, Patterson,
Tell me.
What'd you bring him for?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Huh?
I want to look at that bat first.
Huh?
You don't look at any bat.
Yes, I'll trade with you. Yes. but you was such hurry all day, you see, and you had to go over there and handle and work for those three women.
Yeah, I had to go and work some for them, and still got to go cut some ground for them. I'll come back and cut your own, too.
Well, I figured when you come back, we'd work out something.
All right. Well, I'll do it then.
Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just upset things last time.
What I done?
That boy sitting here, you remember him?
Mm-hmm.
That little long hair.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. You remember his long hair?
That's right. That's right.
But he got plenty of sense.
Yeah, that's what I want to have, plenty of sense.
And he knows how to work on cars.
He does. I like to be around. See how much you do know.
Well, what he said was he'd like to be around you.
I'd like to be around. But that's all my boys do. My boy going way out the mold spawn. We got some kin people out there. My cousin came over. They got a pickup truck, and he wanted me to crank it up and do a little tink around to his car. And a little bit, he going out to come up with his mom. He wanted me to go, but I couldn't go. I had to stick around home with my son.
Yeah, you can't be gone all the time.
No, I just come to the house and just right down here. Just come to the house and came my grandboy and get haircut from school. And I'm right down here.
Where you get it cut?
I'm making no bad boy get cut here.
Where about?
He's still on the west side of town.
Well, let me tell you. You know they'll put him in jail for doing that.
Well, he been cutting for a long time, but he got his license. You know, Bob, see he don't have he cut out on the ground. Cut out on the ground.
And
they don't bother about doing that, but if you cut up in the house, something like that, they put you in jail.
But if you can cut out...
On the ground, it's okay.
Well, let me tell you, I haven't been to the barbershop in 3 or 4 years, you see.
Well...
I got a fella, I go around, and we set out...
Well, this boy cuts my hair, been doing it for the last 7 years or more. Cut right on the ground, right down, that's what he does all the time. As long as you don't cut on your porch, so you done been to the judge and seen the judge, you talk to the judge, what the judge says is okay.
Nah,
about what nobody else says, what the judge says is right.
Say that again.
I said, what the judge tell you, it ought to be right.
And the judge told him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind,
mm-hmm.
I'll just drop by there sometime and talk to him a minute.
Because
I could use that information.
Mm-hmm.
I sure could.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I was in the Army, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to get a haircut in about 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, cut it all off.
Cut it nice, Patterson.
Right.
It wasn't
right.
all off.
Uh-huh.
They cut it nice.
Uh-huh.
They just didn't fool
well, how come they cut all the hair off now?
I don't know. Well, let me tell you what they do. You
mm-hmm.
see, I found out that you don't need a 15, 20, 30 minutes just to cut hair. You take a barber that's done it all the time, he can
do it
fix
now. Charge you $2 now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Charge you more than that, don't they?
No, I got mine cut for $2.
What about it?
Again. More than that, if you get a shave. Well, I shave myself. I don't let nobody shave me. I shave my own self.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got a car. You want to sell it?
I don't know. Now, the thing that got him was the way you livened up that motor, Patterson.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Now tell me again how you do that.
What, mean your motor?
Yes. With that, with the sparks. Put your sparks.
Oh! Well, you said, well, I set mine for, I set mine with a dime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I set the track out with the car, too.
Yeah. Now that's your spark plug.
That's right. But you don't set your points that way, though.
No.
No. I set my points. We got field gauge, too. We go by field gauge, too, sometimes. I just guess my boy knew the field gauge, but I set mine old time stuff. Well, I swear to learn how to
1926. Yeah.
I set mine the old way, but I set my spark. I don't care what they do. They put my plugs in there, but I take them out and set them like I want them. So I put
yeah.
a dime between mine. He got to jump wide.
Yeah.
That motor gonna line up.
Yeah.
You set them close, see, it kind of smuzzles down like, you know, don't put the ray up like it ought to. But you open them points, them plugs up on them points, where you can get a dime between them. Got to go. It won't be straight. That fire got to go through there. And you can look at you had that. You can take that plug out and lay it on something onto the iron, and you can see that fire. Let's lay it up on something out here and keep that wire. Let that motor run, but you can see that fire is steady streaming to that plug. If it don't go through there steady, it's something wrong with your plug. The fire. Yeah, sometimes you can check back through your wire. Check it close. Sometimes I check my wire. The wire ain't no good. Put another in and try that. Sometimes
yeah.
be wired. Sometimes
yeah.
them wires with claws ain't no good. They go for a while, but they short out. Get solder and break out, and they don't be no good. I really had one got the wire in it. That's kind of got in my car.
Yeah.
I got my trike the same way. And some of them spark plug while you buy it now, and most new cars, they have that old cloth now. They don't be much good.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make it skip, jump, hop.
Yeah.
Shoot, I can run my car along 10 miles an hour. Don't miss. Hit on off, eight up. Don't miss.
And when you get out in the field, you it's the same thing.
Going by the bend.
Well, you was over here
going.
No time when you...
when I apply that.
Apply that for...
Mm-hmm. Lloyd.
Lloyd.
Mm-hmm. Going for it. Everybody tell me about that piece of ground. So I try to do things right because I'll be looking for my paper. Try to do things right.
Yeah.
I changed all that tractor yesterday. I had something on another all I bought and I didn't like it. And I pulled it out and put 7 more quarts in it. $3.50 was all. I put a can of STP in it too. I keep that way all this as clean as it can be.
In your tractor?
In my tractor. I try to keep it just as jammed up as I possibly can because I have to use it.
Well, I'm telling you, you never saw a boy after you left.
Mm-hmm.
He acted like he never had heard much of
about
machinery.
Sure. I've been around the machine all my life.
You see, they go by the book all the time.
No, I don't mess with no book. You know, the book don't say about what I done about them people dying either.
No.
I know it though. Let him go and follow that book.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you got a book too. You got a great big old book that thick. I bring it. Sometimes I think I'll bring this to look through it.
All right.
Shit, I don't mess with that book all the time. That book will go. That book, they printed that book like doing anything in the newspaper.
Yeah.
They print them things. You be following the newspaper. When you go to cook, you don't follow. She don't have no cookbook all the time. She might want to put something in this and something in this and something in this. Well, shit, that make it tasty.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't. You go on there and mess with to put this and then put that. Forget about the book. Cook like y'all to cook. That's what I do about the car. I don't follow about no book.
Well,
I go to old time stuff.
That part. Well, now you didn't learn that from somebody. You just sought it up yourself?
Some heap of it I did. Me and the wife finished the work together in the CC camp. I learned a lot of it.
Oh, did you?
All the time. He was old and I had. They got me to work in the shop. I used to drive a truck. They took me off the truck and put me in the shop with him. And I stayed 2 years and 3 months. They had me on the truck, not to drive a truck. They took me off the truck.
Yeah.
They wanted me to be an MP. I didn't want to be that. They wanted me to tow the gun. I had to tow the gun. I didn't want to do that.
Oh,
I said, I don't
want
no gun on me.
No.
I didn't want to be that. I had to do it.
Well, they made you do it?
Sure they did.
They took you out of the...
Off the truck.
Off the truck?
Put me in the shop.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to tote a gun in the shop.
If I'd be out, I had to tote one to help around the camp.
Oh, did you?
There's 358 of us there. You know, you need some of all them boys. Some of them just as mean as rattlesnakes, some of them. Mean as rattlesnakes, some of them were.
Some of them would rather knock you down than not.
Yeah, they'd kill you in a minute, some of them boys were. Because from southwest, north, every which way.
Yeah.
Everybody in the lake. Some of them got high temples and nothing.
Yeah.
I ain't joking with you. Some of them wouldn't take nothing.
Well, you had, a fella had to walk kind
of... I did.
Light.
I did.
Around there.
I did. Me and another boy, they picked us out of all 300 head of us. He's from Sarasota. He had to wear a gun too. I didn't want to. Pastor, you better come on up to the medical side. We had a fly house to go up there. Yes, sir. I said, Pat, I said, what? I want you to wear that gun. I said, wait, what gun? He said, you know what gun. I know what gun too, but that's what I asked him. I said, I don't want to wear no gun. You got the red. You got the hit around this campus. I said, okay. I said, I lost all the friends I've had wearing that gun. I said, I don't want to be no gun. I said, I won't even have no friends. Because everybody will hate you when you see a person wearing a gun.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't like
it. Oh, they'll take you. They'll put you on the side of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. That'd be a good way to lose your friends quick.
I know it, yeah. I didn't want to wear no gun. I'd drive in truck. I took out the cam on a weekend, came to town. Kept truck load on.
Yeah.
Town, well, the boys for recreation.
Well, that wouldn't make a man.
I wouldn't make a man then, but when they go back, they had to be in camp around 11 or 12 o'clock. When they go to get on church, some of them boys be drinking, you know about that, and they cussing. I didn't want them suckers to cuss me, because I'd do something too, you go to cussing me. And I ain't bothering you, folk. I'm throwing me out my name. I don't do that.
Oh, you wouldn't take anything?
No, I don't want nothing like that.
You wouldn't take it off of them?
I took it some, but I'd make them boys be healed,
though. Yeah.
I ain't joking. You have to get rough with them boys. You go in there acting nice and easy with them. They jump on you.
Well, that's what I figured.
They jump on you. I never had to draw no gun on them.
No.
I don't know how come I didn't. I never had to draw no gun on them. They take me to work because I wouldn't play with them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't play with them. But I tell them, so I mean that.
Yeah.
I sure would.
Well, 19.
I don't have no trouble out of nobody.
Yeah.
We had no trouble with nobody.
In 1935, you was a pretty good man yourself, wasn't you?
Sure enough, I was.
You didn't have to take much off of
them. I wouldn't take nothing off of you. I wouldn't take nothing off of you. I ain't joking. I wouldn't take nothing off of
them.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No, no.
Well, how did the passing, let me tell you, I keep thinking every now and then everybody I know getting so civilized, and I think about some of them roughnecks I grew up with,
mm-hmm.
But you know, if I was around them now, it'd scare me to death.
Shoot, they're rougher now than it was then. They're rougher now than it was then, because everything from that high, I'm going to jump on it now.
You mean
them little bit of cute boys from that high one up? Say 18 and 19 years old, they'll bust kill you. They'll bust you open. 18 and 19 years old, right on up, they'll kill you. So much of doing that is pitiful.
I don't miss it, nobody.
Talk, tend to my own business. That's where I do get out of trouble. I don't go around the rough places, huh? And I don't be involved with them. That's what I do.
If
I don't be in the field, I'd be somewhere, you know, like it is now. I don't be messing around. Because they'll hurt you and say something to you and you don't like. And the best thing to do is stay around. That's what I do.
Because
I don't like nobody, you know, to drink and be walking up on me. I say that once before. I don't like it getting all in my face. If you drinking right along with them, you don't know the difference.
Yeah.
I don't drink nothing with them. I don't be missing them.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Well, how come it, Pastor? I don't see how it happens. You see that you don't.
Don't drink.
Yeah,
no, I don't drink. I don't like that. I don't like that.
You just don't.
I don't fool with it. I don't try it.
Yeah.
I done tried it. I've all tried it. Can't drink that stuff. I don't like that whiskey business. Every day you see me, you live, I'll be just like I is now.
Yeah.
That's right. I don't like that whiskey business.
Well,
I don't have no friends much because I don't associate with. Because you gotta have a lot of friends when you miss drink that whiskey.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, and you have a lot of friends when you drink that whiskey, but I don't have no friends much.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you,
a lot of them think this way I'm going to put it. When you think you're more than your others, I is, because I don't drink that whiskey. I'm even more than them because I don't drink that whiskey. I don't play as well.
Well, you see, they don't think there's any pleasure unless they go out.
That's what I know, but I get plenty of pleasure. Just like I am now. You don't know what you're doing, and if you drink that stuff, you don't know what you're doing. Your brain out, it make your brain out.
Oh,
all that old
yeah.
wine and stuff. Well, you set it, everywhere you can look, it's a hole and corner. It's a bar room. It's a this and it's that.
Yeah.
Every hole and corner.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they're plentiful now.
Ain't they though? Got one going uptown, four on the side of that bread house. All right, they're building one out there coming 41 where they're building that highway. One right in that hole over there, I know it's coming on the other day, yesterday, Friday.
Yeah.
They've been building it all about 3 or 4 months. It's about to be about finished now. They ain't making none for me.
Where is that?
Coming out of 41, you know, that road going to Williston, you know, that cut off, you know?
Yeah.
It's one right above the road, not far.
Oh.
That's right there. That's the one right there.
Right there amongst the houses?
Sure. Right there where the people can get it if they want it. Right there in the settlement.
Right in the settlement.
See, them people don't care. This one, they're going to get their money. They ain't talking about who's drinking, who don't drink it.
Yeah.
That's right about that. They don't care who's drinking. They ain't got nothing to do. They'll say it to them, the law come out there and put them in jail. That's right. That's his job.
Yeah.
They'll tell him, put them right in jail. I don't blame him. I'd put him in there too. Because I ain't 100%. I don't want that myself. I don't like that.
Let me tell you. I'll tell you this fella. You know this fella over Micken over there? He's a big, heavy fella. And I forget his name. I don't know that I even know his name. But he operates that heavy equipment.
I know who you're talking about. I forget his name. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, well, good.
I have heard him talk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, and he's talking out in public, so it isn't nothing secret about it.
That's right.
He's talking out there in public. You see, he operates them big buckets over there that holds 5 or 6 yards of dirt.
That's right.
He got a bottle with him.
Well, that's what he like. That's what he had. Another thing, I don't have nothing to do with nobody what they do. I try to tend to my own business.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, how does he operate that heavy equipment?
Well, some people do that. Some people do that. Some people go so far and can't stop themselves. But some people have a stopping line. Some don't. That's where that goes.
Well, now, there'd be a little difference in operating that heavy equipment than it would driving a car in traffic 100 miles, 70 miles an hour.
I mean, it would. Sure it would. Yeah, because you don't be in no traffic. I mean, you can do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, now I never operated heavy equipment, Patterson, but I think you've got to be pretty well
straight.
And there's a whole lot to watch.
Mighty right, it is. People too. Trucks too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Keep them running anybody. That's a whole lot for right now. I know when I'm driving that bus, I had a lady run me off the road in 75. I come all the way around to prayer. Them children scream like, run me clean off the road. Them little round things on the side, the corner of the road?
Yeah.
Or right on that little corner?
Yeah.
Well, shit. I come up on the 75, and a lady come from my office 75. Shoot, she run me clap off, and them children scream like I don't know what. I put on brakes. They're about to run me in the ditch. And she came over, excuse me. That lady would run you off the road, Miss Pat. That lady would run you off the road. I could have hit her, but I didn't want to hit her. I stayed on that road. I'd have hit her. I'd have tore that car with that bus. That same bus that I'm driving now. I'd have tore it up. If I'd have stayed up on top of that highway, I'd have got her. She come right straight on out and then stopped the stop sign over on the right of her.
Yeah.
She didn't even stop.
Yeah.
When she come on out there, I cut the side to the right of the road, cut on the right. And I'm chilling hollering. They talk about that. We got clean to the schoolhouse. Told the teacher.
Yeah.
So what did Mr. Patterson done? He left the road. I saved his life.
Yeah.
Right.
She
I'd have stayed up on there. I might have killed her and I might have hurt some of the children. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to kill her. But when you know, she didn't stop. She went right on. After I went outside, she went right on.
Yeah.
Didn't stop. Shaking that on up the road.
Yeah.
That's right. I don't know what's wrong. A lot of times people be driving cars, they don't have the mind what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's right. They'd be there, the mind be somewhere else. When you drive them, so you got to put your mind where you're going, what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't something happen just that quick. Like lightning, like you push a button in there and turn the electricity on.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I don't know, better get on back to the house.
Patterson, you never did tell me how you got by away from home.
How you mean?
Well, I told you how I got by when I went out in Miami.
Oh.
I got an old boarding house.
I see my dad. My dad lived in Miami.
Oh, really?
My dad lived down there. I got a house down there. Been down there, 50 years or more. He's down there when he wasn't in Miami, though.
Oh.
My father down there now.
Well, that way you don't it don't cost
not a thing. It's to go in and go to bed. It don't cost me nothing. If I go off on vacation and don't go to Miami, it costs something. When I go to Miami, I don't have to speak nothing. But my father meet me at the bus station all the time.
Yeah.
It don't cost nothing. My father down there. My father living.
Well,
he's down there now.
You know, like I told you, this fella, we was in the hospital, the same place, same room.
Mm-hmm.
And he was staying, or at least his family. I told him where Faye was staying.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't innocent at all. She was paying about $3 a night, see?
Okay.
And he stayed right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was $15 or $20
Maybe.
Just for the motel.
Sure, they'll do that. Sure, they'll do that.
And he never even budged. He didn't flinch. He didn't say a word.
He had to pay.
But this other place, in my estimation, is more comfortable than that.
That's clear.
They just want to want to part with the money.
That's right.
Now, is Prince Albert your favorite?
That's my favorite, Prince Albert. I need a bloodhound and back when I'm on the tractor. Might smoke sometimes, but most I chew back on riding the tractor.
Bloodhound.
That keep your mind on what you're doing, gonna do. That's what I do.
Yeah.
After I eat, I take that smoke or something like that.
Yeah. With that, you see, you don't have to. You know,
I don't like cigarettes.
The way you do now, taking cigarettes around with you, you can't keep them dry.
Mm-mm, they get wet. I like my pipe.
Isn't that that school bus?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know about that. You can make that curve up there.
I can. Just hit in a car.
At 50 miles an hour.
Sure you can. Saving the car.
And them wheels are just go.
They got
right
shock
right
absorbed. The tires is wide on there. It don't do sliding like a car.
Yeah.
We stick to the ground better in the car then. Like going on that curve, going to Francis House, I go 50 miles an hour right now. But you got to hang to the low side of the road. You step in the middle of the road and it'll go in the ditch with you too.
Oh, it will.
You're going to miss it.
Or the road leans there.
That's right. You got to fall in the low corner. If you don't, the ditch you go, because if you start to switch and you can't stop it from switching.
Well, you know, that's what happens.
That's right.
When I'm going towards your house there,
that's right,
and I pass there and somebody's on the porch and I holler at them.
That's right.
You know, I take my eye off the road just a minute, and the first thing you know,
I call on the side.
Right there.
Yeah, it'll do it.
And it's the way the road leans,
ain't
it?
That's right. You notice yourself a lot of times you be driving on. You got to watch the way that road runs. You step on top of that road sewer. If you're driving the car, you step on top of that road sewer and it'll happen to you. That back end will get over in that ditch.
Yeah.
Get in the ditch, it's just that. But when I be driving on, I ain't like a lot of people. A lot of people drive their hand up on the wheel. I don't ever put my hand up on the wheel like that. I put my hand down the bottom of the spokes.
Oh, do you?
Drive that bus all the time, just like that. You'll never see me catch my hand way up on top of the steering. I don't play that. I'll catch my hand right down at the bottom. Job all the time.
Right down the bottom.
Right down to the bottom of the spool. A lot of the people ask me, how can you drive like that? I said, well, everybody don't drive like that.
Well, what's the advantage in that?
That's a whole lot. To me, some people, everybody like, you don't drive like, you know. I like it that way better. You don't have to be reaching up. I just lean on back against the seat, see?
Yeah.
I got a big old cushion about that thick I sit on. I don't sit on the regular seat cushion. And I can look up over the hood. A lot of them be sitting on it so low till they can't see over the windshield. Good, darling.
Yeah.
Can't peep through the windshield. I got me a big high cushion set about that high, about that wide. I can sit up on the whole, sit down and hold my thing like that. Go on about my business.
Oh.
I don't run on the edge of that road neither. I get right up this side of that line. People don't like it though. Now that the line right there, I get right up this side of that line. Go on about my business. I don't run on the outside because there's all the trash and stuff and nails and stuff right on. I see a lot of flat tires on that bus. I go have some other flat. I said, well, I run on the edge of that road. I said, I ain't run on there no more. All right, I'll drive that on the edge. I ain't had a flat tire, but one time, something got wrong with the valve stem or something. I didn't have none last year. I didn't have but one this year.
Mm-hmm.
The whole season. Some of them had a flat tire every day. It'd be the outside dude every time I had a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
I had one leak down, standing up there, uptown, one leak down. That was first of school. And that one, I don't call that no flat. That's leaked down. What was a brand new tire they put on like day before yesterday, and I called them up. They come and put another tire on. You can't hear nothing. Instead of them leak right down. Somebody didn't put the valve in right or something or the wrong way. I said, always get caps and put it on mine. What's wrong? You can't. He don't have to leak down. A brand new leak down. Well, old. Don't make any difference.
You know, that's the curious thing about tires now. The way they make them, you got to balance them.
You better balance them if you want to be walking all over the road.
But you never did balance them until
lately. Because it's right these highways, these dirt roads, you need them balanced. Since you got the highway, you got to balance them. That's going to be all over the road.
Yeah.
That's right.
And wear them. They'll wear.
On the side, that's right.
How long you been balancing yours?
Oh, about 3 years back, I imagine. Three or four years back.
Yeah.
It rides pretty good. Sometimes the tire gets 65-70 miles an hour. It kind of jump like that, but it just roll mine, roll low.
Yeah.
And I like larger tires on the back, too.
Yeah. Well, now, have you got a place to get tires?
Mm-hmm. I ain't bought for two tires since the first of the year.
Oh.
Bought with two tires first a year. Tires that I bought on my car, they on there now. Them tires cost The two tires cost $50 with a two.
Yeah.
I tried to get the good one. Two in the front.
Yeah.
I had to hear them. They ain't never been flat. I mean, they ain't never been flat. They ain't been there to take one, put them nothing in.
Is that right?
And they don't even look like they would. I've been on it since last year.
Yeah.
You can move like the wood out and the car go in the line. Because we put that stuff out on ourselves. Put chink in, put in.
Yeah.
I had a chick. Sometimes I kept having to see it out of the line. It means that, dude.
Well, I know, but once they get out of line and wear, you're in bad shape then.
That's why I don't wait to get you out of that new.
Do you look at it? Do you watch them?
I check my tires closed all the time.
You do?
I sure do.
Does he?
Yes, sir.
He telling the truth? Well, you know, I try to, but you know, you can slip up on that for a week or two.
Oh, yeah.
And then
well, I check my car when I go to drive. Before I crank it up, I check the oil in. Water. I don't care about the gas.
Yeah.
I take the water off while I crank it.
Yeah.
I can tell how much oil I need. I keep a close check on it. That's why I do my tracking.
Yeah.
Mine use about a quart that tracker do when it's real hard pulling.
Yeah.
If I like that. I know it needs some rain, but other than that, keep it changed and keep a close. I put a can of STP in mine. Clean it out. You know, slug out it.
Yeah.
He said, don't put STP in. I said, well, I put it in mine. That tractor holds 7 quarts all, mine holds $3 by 15 was all, and 1 quarter all of a can of STP in your head. And you slug at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How long are you transmitting this lift?
It's just all at once.
You ever changed the oil in that transmission?
Yes.
Once or twice?
I want to know if you want to sell it.
Yeah. I'll trade with you.
You trade anything I got?
No, whenever y'all get, whenever Patterson gets through up there with that tractor and we come down here, and I'll work out something with you.
Okay.
Let me tell you, this boy, now, he may want to work with you a little bit.
Sure.
You know, just to pick up some of your... Because, you see, he can read that book, but he still can't make them run.
Hey, what's the book?
Hey, you see, look at him. I want to buy a car now.
You the one who wants to buy it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll trade with him as soon as Patterson gets through over there to his place.
What do you want to trade?
I don't know. We work out something.
That's why I came down for the day. I won't drink anything out because I need one for Tuesday.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think we can do it for your daddy gets back from over there. When he got a little time, then we'll work out something on it.
But you want let him work out there?
Yeah, I'll work out something with him.
You said to him?
Huh?
You said it to him?
I don't care what he does with it.
I'm the one with a battery gun.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to deal with him. Faded, you should. Yes. I'll deal with him.
When that will be?
Whenever he gets through with the tractor over here. All right. Well, that's better than nothing, huh?
Yeah.
Channel 1 right around 500-600, and the end of the visit with Patterson. This Sunday, the 2nd of July, 72. John 1 Ryder, around 500-600. The end of the visit with Patterson and his youngest boy. This Sunday, about noon, the 2nd of July, 72. John 1 Ryder, around 500-600. The end of the visit with Patterson and his youngest boy. This Sunday, the 2nd of July, 72.